我不知道我理解这圣父圣子圣灵这个关系是什么，是不是我们只有通过圣子就是基督才能获得从父那儿得到圣灵，是这么个关系吗？
你的问题就是我们通过圣子，
对，
然后呢圣父把圣灵赐给我们，
是这么个关
系吗？
系 对吧，
对，
因为那个基督他是道路嘛，就是我们和神隔绝的那条路， 是这意思吧？
是这意思。
我觉得一直在琢磨这圣父圣子圣灵到底是，那我们获得圣灵只有通过基督耶稣才能获得圣灵，
对，
就我们本身有灵但不是圣灵，
不是圣灵。She tried to make it clear about God the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit, that if we believe in God, Lord Jesus through the Son, the Father will give us the Holy Spirit. And before we have Spirit but not Holy Spirit. So after we believe in Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit will stay in. So she said whether the understanding is right. Yeah.
Yes, I think so. Yeah. We have our own individual human spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And but our spirit, we choose to do what we want to do.
但是我们的灵呢，因着醉了以后呢，就是选我们自己想要做、喜欢做的事情，就是自己做主了。对
，It's the spirit of man that makes choices.
有人的灵就是那个做选择的那个主体啊。
But it's the when we receive the Holy Spirit, then our spirit, we put our spirit underneath God's spirit. We bow to Him. So it's as Paul could say, it's no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me.
所以当我们信主了以后呢，神把圣灵赐给我们以后呢，圣灵在我们里面啊，它发生个什么事呢？我们自己的灵啊，就开始顺服于这个灵。就是他完全把自己交在圣灵的手里，就是他的意见呢全部是顺着圣灵的带领来做的。那这就是保罗说的那句话，他说不再是我乃是基督，他说他里面不再是我，这圣经的那句话，他就是这个意思。因为当你把自己全部交给圣灵带领的话，你做出来的事就是圣灵叫你，就是这个我就已经没有了。
We receive the spirit the moment we believe, we are sealed by the Spirit of God. Maybe I'll just do something on the board here.
他画一点，但是我们信的那一刻呢，圣灵就进来，然后在我们里面盖上印记。他说他画一下这个图给我们看一下。
Just a quick review in Luke's Gospel.
我们一起翻《路加福音》。
Let's go to John chapter 14,
约翰的十四章
and verse 15,
十四章的十五节。
In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit came upon men and women.
在旧约里面呢，圣灵是临到男人和女人的。
He did not indwell a person.
他并不常住在一个人里。
Although the Old Testament uses the script the terminology that he was filled with the Spirit. But,
所以旧约会有这么个词，他被圣灵充满。
But there was only
就是外面进来。
Yeah, there was only one who was ever filled, completely filled with the Spirit, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ.
那只有一个人呢，他是完完全全被圣灵充满的，就是耶稣基督。
And the reason why the Spirit of God could not come into and indwell any man or woman in the Old Testament was because of their sin, their indwelling sin.
那为什么旧约的圣灵他没办法常住，进到人的心里住下来呢？就是因为人里面有罪。
But God sent His Spirit on men like Moses and like David and others, to empower them for His purposes.
那上帝让圣灵临到，比如说摩西啊，其他的先知啊，就是让他们有这样的能力来完成神给他们的工作。
And you remember the on I guess on Thursday mornings we're studying the book of John, and we came to the portion where John the Baptist baptized the Lord Jesus.
那我们都知道在，在周四上午的课上，我们提到过这个施洗约翰给耶稣施洗的过程。
What we saw there was that a sign was given by God to John that whoever, when he baptized, whoever he saw the Spirit of God coming down out of heaven and remaining, that one was the Messiah, the Anointed One of God.
我都知道他那个施洗约翰知道呢，从神告他有一个重要的意象会出来，就是谁是那个弥赛亚呢？就当他给别人施洗的时候，如果天上天开了，圣灵像鸽子一样降下来，落在谁的身上，停在那里，那这个人就是弥赛亚。
Now, Spring, I'm going to get to your point in a little bit, but just so you have the background.
我等一会儿会到你的那个问题上来，我们先讲一点这个背景。
I think what we'll do is because, just for a review there, some of you are not, perhaps not in the, in the class, but John chapter 1.
我们回头看一下约翰福音的一章。
33. Yes. Then John gave this testimony. I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him.
32节，约翰福音一章32节，约翰又做见证说，这是施洗约翰，我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下，住在他的身上。
And he says there in verse 33, I would not have known him except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.
33节说，我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。
And so we learn something else here besides the fact thatThe Spirit of God came down and remained on him. We read there in verse 33, it says that he's the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.
所以这个里面讲到的这个圣灵住在谁的身上呢？这个人未来就是用圣灵施洗的。
So notice this, Jesus is the baptizer.
这你注意这边耶稣是那个施洗的人了，就给别人施洗的人。
Now, just to finish up another thought, if we go back to Psalm chapter 51,
看诗篇的五十一篇。
And verse 1, because this is the confession of David after he had sinned with Bathsheba.
诗篇五十一篇是大卫的悔罪诗，在他和拔示巴犯罪之后，他写的这篇悔罪诗。
He casts himself on God's mercy.
他把自己呢全部放在神的怜悯里面，因为他知道他。
And he says, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love."
他说：“神呐，求你按你的慈爱怜恤我。”
And then he goes on and says in verse 11.
好，继续看看十一节。
Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me.
十一节就讲到了这个很重要的关于圣灵的点，不要丢弃我，使我离开你的面。不要从我收回你的生命。
There we see a man who is described as a man after God's own heart, and he's fearful that God would take his Holy Spirit from him.
你看这个这样的一个人，他为神喜悦的，他特别害怕，他怕神把这个圣灵收回去了。
Now that can't happen to the Christian today.
但这个不能在今天的基督徒里发生这件事情。
But it could then.
但在那个时候会的。
Because the Holy Spirit had not been given, until Jesus actually rose from the dead.
因为呢，圣灵并没有全部降下来给人，直到耶稣死而复活，升上天。
We'll see that in a minute.
那我们等会儿就会看到。
But first of all, we see that there came a man who was a son of Adam, and the Spirit of God rested upon him. And remain.
所以我们先看见呢，旧约是人都是圣灵可以来可以走的。现在来了一个人，也是亚当的这个女人的后裔。那天上的圣灵像鸽子一样降下来，住在他身上。
And that marked him out as different and unique from all other men that had ever come before.
所以。马可福音就说他这个是和以前任何的这个有过的人是不一样的。
And so the Lord Jesus, in the one place I'm not sure where it is, but it says that he the Spirit was not given by measure to him.
啊，加给他的灵是不可限量的。I can search it.
Yeah.
他有一个地方讲到加给他的圣灵是不可限量的。
Can you find it? Or maybe I'll get it.
Yeah.
I'll get
it. 约翰福音的三章三十四。
三章三十四。
对对对对对。对，三章三十四是没有限量的，对。
没有限量
的，对，三章三十四，约翰福音三章三十四，对对，就是无止境的，哎，没有限量的，就是。
And there further it says, "For the one whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God gives the Spirit without limit."
约翰福音三章三十四节，神所差来的就说神的话，因为神赐圣灵给他是没有限量的。
Now, turn with me to John chapter 7.
我在看约翰的七章。
And verse 37.
七章的三十七节。
In the scripture, thirst and water often speak of the Spirit.
在圣经里面呢，渴了说要等水喝，都是水，都是在比喻圣灵。
And that's explained here in these few verses.
这里就解释了在这些经文里面。
He says, On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from him, from within him.
节期的末日就是最大之日，约翰福音七章三十七。耶稣站着高声说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河来。”
And verse 39 explains this. By this, he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive. Up to that time, the Spirit had not been given, since Jesus had not yet been glorified.
39节，耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵来，因为耶稣尚未得着荣耀。
And so, often thirst in the scriptures is a picture of a desire for the Spirit of God.
所以我们圣经里讲到我的渴了都是一个形象的比喻，说我里面特别盼望有神的灵，圣灵。
And so our spirits in this life, we desire certain things and we search after satisfaction.
我们的灵在一生当中也是这样，我们总是想要寻求满足，寻求那个可以满足我们心的那个东西。
And really, it's our thirst for satisfaction that can only come from the Spirit of God.
那这样的我们对满足的这个渴望呢，只能什么来满足它呢？就是圣灵。
People try all kinds of things. They try money, they try power, they try entertainment, they try everything, but nobody is completely satisfied.
很多人会尝试很多样的东西，钱财、娱乐、权力。各种各样地上的东西来让自己的心得到满足，但是都失败的，都是不可以做不到的。那唯独真正到最后得着满足的，就是在圣灵。
That's because we're spiritual beings.
因为我们是属灵的生物，我们是有灵的里面。
And a spiritual being can only be satisfied with that which is of the spirit.
所以呢，属灵的这个生物，它里面要得到满足，它必须得另外也是一个灵才能满足它。
We can be distracted for a time. We can forget about things, but ultimately there's a thirst. And the Lord Jesus here on it says he stood up during that feast time and he said, "If anybody is thirsty, let him come to me and drink."
所以我们可能会衰老，我们可能会有变化，但是里面那个想要得满足的心总是在那里。这就是为什么耶稣站起来说，你们渴了的。其实这个渴就是比喻你里面那个心啊，总是饥渴，就是觉得不够满足，都可以到他这里来，他就给你说。
And those that would receive it, unlike the Old Testament, the Spirit of God wouldn't just come upon them. As we read there in verse 38, the Spirit would come from within them.
所以你会发现这里面跟旧约有个特别重大的区别是呢，旧约圣灵是从外面进，临到他的。这里呢，你会发现，他说他从腹中，三十八节说，从腹中，他从里面出来的活水。
So there's a difference, but he says here, and he explains it, in verse 39, he meant the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were later to receive, but up to that time, the Spirit had not been given.
所以三十九节解释的说呢，耶稣是在讲后来要发生的事，因为。后半段三十九节后半段在当时还没有赐下圣灵了，因为耶稣还没有得着荣耀。
Since Jesus had not been glorified,
因为他还没有在十字架上得着荣耀。
See, he was the one that the Spirit of God rested upon.
他是那个在当时圣灵住在他里面的唯一的一个人。
But he was to go through the cross and die.And prepare a way whereby the sinful man might be perfectly cleansed, and then the Holy Spirit could come within the believer. the same and indwell him, and it would be the Spirit of Christ.
因为他要借着这个十字架呢，他要经历一个什么事？他必须得去付上那个罪的代价，开一条路，让所有的罪人呢能够解决掉、彻底解决掉洁净罪的这个问题。这样的话，从这之后，圣灵才可能降下来住在每一个普通的罪人里面，否则的话，就只能住在耶稣里面。
Now, if we travel a little bit further on in the ministry of the Lord Jesus, right to the very night in which he was betrayed.
那我们往下看，看到他被卖的前一天。
He's sitting around the table. It's after the Passover.
这个是最后晚餐，他坐在那个桌子边上。
Judas, who would betray him, had already gone out.
犹大要出卖他的呢，已经走了。
And he says this, the Lord Jesus says this in John chapter 14.
那个时候他就讲了一段话，是在约翰福音的十四章。
And verse 15.
十四章的十五节，我们刚才看见。那个时候犹大已经走了。
If you love me, you'll obey what I command. And I will ask the Father.And he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth.
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，或者说训慰师。
And he goes on to say, the world cannot accept him, that is the Holy Spirit. Notice, he addresses him as a person, the Holy Spirit.
所以叫他永远和你们同在。就是真理的圣灵乃世人不能接受的。他这里讲到的这个圣灵，你会看见他给了他一个位格，独立的位格。
Yeah, oftentimes people in some Christians, they speak of the Holy Spirit as an it, as though it's some power rather than a person.
所以有的时候呢，错误理解圣经的人呢，他会把这个圣灵的位格啊说成 it。It 就是一个无生命的东西，就是没有灵的。我们讲动物才叫 it， 它只把它描述成了一种能力，这个是不对的。
Now the Father and Son and Holy Spirit, they're all one.
因为呢，父子灵他们是三位一体，合而为一的。
And sometimes when we refer to the Holy Spirit, we refer to him as the Spirit of Christ.
当我们有的时候我们讲到圣灵的时候呢，我们会把它称为基督的灵。
Because the Spirit never speaks of himself.
因为圣灵从来不自己来表达他的意思，他都是在表达这个父和子的意思。
He always glorifies Christ.
他总是荣耀子，荣耀基督。
See that in a minute. Another during this upper room discourse, the Lord Jesus is giving them some teaching on this.
我等会儿会看见，在最后晚餐的时候，耶稣还会有些教导。
So notice what he says there in verse 17 of chapter 14.
你们再看这个十七节，在同一章的十七节。
The world can't accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him.
就是世人不能接受的，是因为不见他，也不认识他。你看这个他就开始是有位格的这个他。
The world is blind to the work of the Spirit of God.
因为世界的人是在圣灵的真理里面是眼瞎的。
But he says, you know him, for he lives with you.
但他说你们却认识他，因为他常与你们同在。
That is, the Spirit of God was there among them, working all the time when Jesus was on earth.
这就是圣灵在他们里面一直在跟他们同住。
And He also says, not only is the Holy Spirit with you now, but he says he will be in you. That is in the future. He will be. That's future.
那在未来呢，他也要在你们里面。
See, he was with them the same as the Holy Spirit was with David.
所以这个和当年的大卫的那个圣灵是是一样的。
But he's speaking now of a time when the Holy Spirit would actually be in them.
但是呢，这里多了一个不同，就是也要在你们里面哈，这个是不一样的，就是他 跟你们同在是借着耶稣和他们同在，然后也要在你们里面讲的是未来。
Now, turn over to chapter 16.
我们看一下14章。哦，是16章。
And verse 7.
七节。
But I tell you the truth. It's good. It's for your good that I'm going away. Unless I go away, the counselor, that is the Holy Spirit, he's called here the counselor or the comforter, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you.
16章7节，然后我要将真情告诉你们，我去是你们有益的，我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来，我若去就差他来。
So here he is promising that he's going to go away and he's going to send the Holy Spirit.
所以他这里承诺了，他要离开了，他要把圣灵差来。
Now go back to Luke chapter 24.
看一下路加的24章。
And verse 46.
45节。46节。
This is what is written. The Christ will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I'm going to send you what my Father has promised. That is the Holy Spirit. But stay in the city until you be clothed with power from on high.
又对他们说，照圣经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直传到万邦。你们就是这些事的见证。我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。
You see, he had told them that he's going away, and they're very sad.
所以你会看见呢，他告诉门徒，他要离开，而门徒们很伤心。
But he had told them that he's going to send them another advocate, another counselor, another comforter.
那他耶稣又应许给门徒们说呢，他还会再差一个保惠师，一个安慰师来。
That is the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵。
And it was the promise of the Father.
这就是从父来的应许。
Now he tells him to stay.In the city of Jerusalem, until that happens.
待在耶路撒冷，直到圣灵降下来。
Turn to Acts chapter 1.
那我们可以看一下圣灵降下来是什么时候降的。使徒行传一章。使徒行传一章。
Now,Luke is referring, in verse 4, he's referring to the portion that I read in Luke's Gospel, just previous. It's the same author, same writer. He ends off in Luke, and he begins now in his account of the book of Acts.
使徒行传的作者和路加福音的作者是同一个人，都是路加。那他是写的相当于是一个历史上下部分。所以呢，在一章的四节，《使徒行传》一章四节呢，他就承接了路加福音的那个末尾的那个内容啊，他就开始讲的是同样的一件事情。耶稣聚集的时候，告诉他们不要离开耶路撒冷，等那个天父所应许的那个要下来。
So in verse 4, he says this: On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave this command: Do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift of my Father.Promised, which you have heard me speak about.
耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说：“不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我说过的。”
John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
约翰是用水施洗，但不多几日，你们要受圣灵的洗。
And so, that was what they were told to stay there in Jerusalem. And then in chapter 2, we find that they would be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
然后在二章呢，使徒行传二章，我们就看见他们就真的被圣灵所施洗了，受洗了。
We read that in chapter 2 and verse 1.
使徒行传二章一节。
And we read there that when the Holy Spirit came, that in verse 4 it says, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
四节说他们就都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话。
And so there we see that they were filled, and the Spirit, notice, all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. So that was the baptism with the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵的洗，就是这样。
Now, that baptism that day was the baptism with the Holy Spirit, and that was the baptism of the new church, the birth of the church.
这个也是教会的诞生，从那个时候开始。
Each of us, when we, when we believed, we were baptized on that day. We are baptized with the Holy Spirit.
我们每一个人呢，当我们信的时候呢，我们也是在那，相当于我们在那一刻，受了圣灵的洗。
We read in Ephesians chapter 4 that there's only one baptism. Referring to the baptism, Ephesians chapter 4.
我们知道在以弗所书的四章里面，讲到只有一个洗。以弗所书新约的四章。
Verse 5. Ephesians 4, verse 5. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism.
一主一信一洗，只有一个洗。
Now, when you're baptized in water, it's a public declaration of what has taken place with already within.
当我们在水里受洗的时候。其实是一个什么过程呢？只是我们向公众向大家表达一个在我们里面已经发生了的事实。
Now, I just like to pause here for a minute, and maybe I don't know if I'm going too quickly, or is it answering any questions, or is it helping you to understand?
So, 我们稍微停一下，是不是太快了？或者有没有回到？
Okay.
You okay? So far, so good?
So far, so good.
以弗所书这里讲的就是一主一信一洗一神，对。
I'm leading up to Spring's question.
Yeah.
Because it's important for us to understand that when that we were all baptized into one body. Now, from we know there's one baptism. There isn't a bunch of baptisms.Not the same as when we were baptized in water. That was an individual declaration that we belong to Christ. We identify with Him.
对，我们讲圣经里讲到这个一洗，就是指圣灵的洗啊。因为呢，我们水里的洗呢，其实是一个外在的表示，就是我里面已经改变了。其实我在外面告诉别人。我在里面已经改变，其实真正的喜是里面那个已经发生了的事情，那个是在信的时候就已经发生了。
Now, First Corinthians chapter 12,
哥林多前书的十二章。
And verse 13,
十二章的十三节。
This is an important verse.
这是个非常重要的一节经文。
What it tells us is that for we were all baptized by one spirit into one body.
因为我们都是从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体。
Whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, we are all given the same one spirit to drink.
我们不管是犹太人是希腊人是为奴的是自主的都从一位圣灵受洗。格林多前书十二章十三节306页。
Now, the picture is of a body here.
那这里有一个图形就是出了一个概念就是身体。成了一个身体。
When an infant is born,It's a complete human, is it not?
那当一个孩子出生的时候，他是一个已经是个完全的人了，对不对
？But as it grows, it only grows in size, really, but in development. But nothing new is added to it.
就孩子出生呢，他已经很完整了，他成长只是在他的体型。在长大他的整个身体的零部件已经没有再需要加什么东西了。
You know, it's got five fingers and five toes on each hand.
他每个手有五个指头每个脚也有五个指头这个是生下来就有的。
All that's added to it are individual little cells that they're added to it in its normal development.
在整个成长过程当中只是会增加一些细胞让它体格变得大了。
Now, in the same way, we all were baptized at the day of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit came, we were all baptized into one body. That's what it says here.
所以在五旬节的那一天呢其实我们都已经施洗成为了受洗成为了这个身体的一部分就是那一天开始生出来的。
So Paul is writing to these Corinthians. How many Corinthians were saved on the day of Pentecost?
保罗写信给这个哥林多前书的这些哥林多人你猜有多少哥林多人在五旬节的时候就得救了呢
None as far as we know.
应该据我们所知在五旬节的时候是一个都没有。
The church at Corinth wasn't established for another over 20 years.
因为呢哥林多教会是在五旬节之后的二十年才建立的。
Yet he is saying that they were all baptized, whether Jew or Greek, they're all baptized into the one body.
但是保罗在这里却说呢不管犹太人还是希腊人他都是受洗成为一个身体。
How could that be?
那怎么可能呢怎么可能？
There's the one body.
一个身体。
The thing is, but none of the Corinthians had believed yet, so how would they be baptized into the body?
就那个时候，哥林多人都还没有信，他们怎么受洗成为一个身体呢？
Is it a problem for God?
还是没明白怎么没信啊？是
那个时候他们教会都还没有，哥林多人都还不知道在哪呢。五旬节的那一刻二十年以后哥林多教会才建立的为什么保罗写信给哥林多人说你们受洗成为一个身体怎么可能受洗成为一个身体
他写这个信不是就写给哥林多教会的吗那有点懵
都是同一个灵吗不是同一个身体吗是不是受洗的不就是接受同一个灵
我点不是这个点我点不一样
Yeah, maybe you can if go on.
Carry on.
Yeah. You need to explain, otherwise they will be confused. Yeah.
Are you confused?
Yes.
You're confused. Well, I'm going to confuse you some more. keep your fingers in 1 Corinthians.
格林多前书这里先放一放，我们往后看。
And turn to Ephesians.
看到以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 1,
一章，以弗所书一章，
and verse 13,
十三节。
And you, he's writing to some Gentiles, the Ephesians. They're not Jewish people.
他这里是写给外邦人的，不是写给犹太人的。
He says, and you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
So therefore, what does that mean?
那这什么意思呢？
How can we put this together?
我们怎么把这些所有的查的经文都联系起来呢？
On the day of Pentecost, there was one body formed, and you and I, as believers,were baptized that day on Pentecost 2,000 years ago.
我们在五旬节的时候呢，有一个支身体已经成立了，然后我们都是在那一天呢，在这里面受洗。
But when were you sealed by the Holy Spirit? Was the moment you believed.
那你得到印记的是那你得救的那一刻，圣灵给你的印记。
See, when...The salvation, our salvation occurs the moment we believe. And how do we believe? It's the Holy Spirit who reveals Christ to us and the truth. And when we believe, we're sealed by the Holy Spirit at that time, just like a seal.
我们得救的时候呢，我们怎么得救呢？是圣灵把神的真理，基督的真理启示给我们，那我们信了。我们信的那一刻呢，圣灵就在我们里面敲了一个印。盖了一个印，那我们就得救了。
And we, in a practical sense, the Holy Spirit actually comes into us at that point.
那在那一刻呢，圣灵进到我们里面来。
The baptism of the Holy Spirit is different from the receiving the Spirit of God, being sealed by the Spirit of God, and being filled by the Spirit of God.
所以受圣灵的洗呢和接受圣灵圣灵住进来和圣灵盖印记是不一样的。
Are you really confused? Yes? Really confused now?
是不是有点糊涂了
No? You're not confused.
因为神他是。
你明白了吗
他在讲。
因为神他是没有时间限制的嘛，他没有过去、现在、将来，所以他是不是可以超越这一切？
来讲教会。Go ahead.
Yeah. Have I got them really confused?
They try to answer the question.
They're trying to answer. How are they doing?
No.
Not too good.
这刚才讲的事就是说，那教会就是小孩已经出生了，都具备了，然后要长大。是这意思吗？他之前讲的那个。
Yeah, whether it's a church is like a small baby and need to grow, right?
Yeah.
是这意思吗？
他是从
格
林多的教会吧？他问了一个问题，他说就是好像是，就是你怎么就是那个你受洗完了成为一个身体是怎么才能干啥的？从格林多教会干啥？就是那个。
Well, let me ask you a question. here's something else. I'm, what I'm trying to do is get you to think a little bit here.
对，我其实想努力带着大家去思想一些问题。
Is even before the day of Pentecost.
即使在五旬节之前。
Even before God had brought the world into being.
也甚至在上帝把这个神的话赐下来之前。
In the ages of eternity.
在永恒的里面，在永恒的很早里面。
God had an idea.
那上帝有一个主意。
这不可就是我刚刚说的吗？是没有时间吗？没有过去、现在、将来，他早就定了吗？我猜对了。
Yeah, she said, "In God, there's no past, present, and the future." Yeah.
She's starting to get it, you see? Good Peter. I can always depend upon Peter.
So, Peter.
不是，是神拣选了我们吗？我们本来早就被他拣选了。
She says, because God selects us. We decided long time before. In past eternity.We decided, selected by God.
What was one must be careful with that concept in the sense of individual salvation and so on. What God selected in eternity past was a bride for his son.
那神拣选的在永恒万事以先是他儿子的新娘，
对，
是教会。
God wanted, because he's a God of love, he wanted an object to love, he wanted someone to love. Now there was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, they loved, there was love, but it was under God's plan that he, what's your laughing?
觉得他是不是说没有教会的时候就没有那个印记啊？
就是那个 elect, all elect, elect. 他什么意思我是不是这么理解一下哈？他就是说是不是就是我们呢从他说了 even in the old of the days.
Yes.
就是说在创世纪以前完了，就是在创世纪以后新约旧约反正的那样，上帝早已经给我们有这么一个旨意，他给为他的儿子拣选新娘，我们他说一个 elect 就是我们都是被拣选的，其实这种在神的我们说一切都在神的掌控之中，是都在他的旨意下，
就是
神的有那种全知全能嘛，
对，
是不是就是这样的？
God knows everything, so he knows us before we are born.
没有过去，现在
圣经里也好，
我们所有发生的一切都在他面前摆着呢，他全知道。
没出生之前，他
对啊，
这是选还是我们自己选的选择？但他都知道我们会怎么选。对，
所以 have
yeah, we all belong to the yes, the God.Chosen people, elect.
Yeah, how do you become one of the elect?
Elect. From the.
Choose.
Elect. Elect.
Elect. Elect.
Elect.
Elect. Elect. Elect. Elect. Elect.
Elect. Elect. Elect. Elect. Elect. Elect.
Elect.
Elect.
Elect.
Elect.
Elect.
信
了，
我们成为选民必须要信。
Yeah. In the very moment, once we believe, the Holy Spirit, the sealed our hearts.
Yes.
Yeah. So we become His people, God's people.
But God knows that from before the foundation of the world. Right.
Yeah.Before that,
so is it any problem for him to for us to be baptized 2,000 years ago?
No,
he knows everything.
大家明白吗？他的意思是2000年前我们就已经受洗了但是呢这个是因为神在万事以前就知道这一切的事，但是呢为什么会有后面得救呢？
Before
为什么可以得救？
你后面才信，你付出自己的信心，圣灵就在你里面盖印记，所以这叫盖印。
我后面只是被盖印。
对对，
其实我们受圣灵的洗澡在2000多年前，
对，万事以前上帝就知道了。
嗯，
其实就是拣选嘛，其实就拣选那事儿。
对，但是拣选呢，又不是
按照这样说，
没有的信。
那有的人他不信的。在2000年也知道哪些人不信的，那为什么还去努力，还让他一定要跟他信，还去闯神干嘛？
这就是预定论了。
So now it will fall into a trap that why we need to go tell everybody about gospel.
现在上帝在2000年就知道哪些人信，哪些人不信，那我来跟你讲。
Great, 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 that's right.
不是咱们知道，
神知道，可是我们不知道。
但我们不知道，
是
神
知道，
是
神
知
道，
不是你不信。
Predestination has nothing to do, is not to do with salvation.
预定不是指的救恩的。
预定不是指救恩。
这也是定出来的。
所以不是说那个点。God loved and chose us, but for the part, we are need to do just believe.
Right. Our part is to believe. Go to one verse. First of all, I'd like to look at chapter 1. We're in Ephesians chapter 1. Go to verse 3.
看以弗所书一章三节。
刚才我们看十三节
Verse 4, yes. Verse 3. Blessed be to God. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
And then it says in verse 4, For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight.
就如神从创世以先在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵。
Now notice this one phrase.
注意这边的一个词。
The first part of verse 4.
四节的前半段。
That he chose us, but notice what it says. We chose us what? In him. Right?
对，他说他选了我们，是在哪里选的呢？是在基督里拣选了我们。
It doesn't say he chose me in him. It's not individual. It's...When it comes to God's choice, it's always in the plural. Where it comes to his choice is always in the plural.
所以当讲到神的拣选的时候，都是一个复数，不是一个单数。
Now he had in eternity past, from my understanding of Scripture, he doesn't choose individuals. He chose.A company of people that would be, chose to be in Christ, to be part of the body of Christ, to be the bride of Christ. Right. Now, I don't, if you can translate that. We're getting in some pretty deep stuff here. We'll probably take another evening or two to go through it all properly. Didn't want to try to get into that, but we did. We fell into it.
Yeah.所以他就说呢，实际上这个用的复数呢，它就不是落到了某一个人身上它总是在讲一个群体，但这个呢会需要花更多的时间进到这个题目里面去，这就是预定论的题目。
So if God only chose certain individuals but didn't choose othersThen there would be no reason for him to have to say to believe on the Lord Jesus.
那如果上帝在万事以前选了某个人，不选某个人或者遗弃某个人，就没有理由现在说呢，你要去相信耶稣基督。这两件事情是矛盾的。
对。
Because it says in other places that God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to a knowledge of His Savior.
因为呢，在另外的圣经里，他说神不愿一人沉沦，乃愿万人都得救。这个否则，这个话也是瞎讲。
And the provision that Christ made at Calvary was a provision that was to be able to take away the sins of the entire world. The whole world could have been saved.
所以，上帝预备各个他的这个各个他山的这个十字架的目的是让整个人的罪都能够得赦免。
Now, the church, they are only a part of the people that God is going to bring to heaven.
那教会呢，是这么样的一部分人，上帝要带到天堂去的那部分人组成的就是教会。
There's many righteous that all down through the ages past that will be in heaven, not as the bride of Christ.But they'll be in heaven.
那当然了，在耶稣来之前，也有很多，历世历代的圣徒，他们也会在天堂。
We read of many that are going to be saved out of the great tribulation.
啊，我们也知道在，教会被提之后呢，大灾难里也有很多的人会得救。
And during the millennium, the thousand-year reign of Christ, there'll be many there that are names are written in the book of life.
啊，那千禧年里也有很多人的生命也会写在生命册上。
But so this chosen in Him, that's the church.
那在他里面被拣选的这一群人就是教会的人，这是很特别的。
The other side of that is that we have to believe. Each of us comes to Christ individually, and we must trust Him as our Savior.
那我们每一个人都必须自己来到他面前，相信他，接受他成为我们的救主，才能进到这个。
Now, God wouldn't be God if He didn't know beforehand who was going to trust Him.
但同时呢，另外一方面呢，上帝也就不是上帝了。如果他在万事以前，他不知道到底谁会信他，他也就不是上帝了。所以两样都是对的。我选了，他还是知道我会选。
所以你刚才讲的是对的，就是他刚才说的那个意思也是差不多，就是那个意思。
他只能说上帝有这个能力，但是呢，就是他。是吧？他这个能力是具备，但是他不能就说是，
不是他定的，
他不改
变
自己的
决
定，
他
是他
自
己选的。
他看到了你信的过程，他因看到了结果，所以选了你，并不是他预定了你要这样做。
嗯、
对，
我觉得是。
所以 ，Yeah, we everybody get it clear.
Getting starting to understand a little more.
他也有这个能力，知道你会信，
能看透人心
了
吗？是吧？
当然，他就不叫神了嘛。
对，看透了，
能看透人心，
看透人心。
对
啊，但是后来看透人心，
给你
人
选，他都用的图了，就是用的复数，他不是用单数。
So on the day of Pentecost, the whole church, the whole church is baptized into one body, the body of Christ.
所以在五旬节里面呢，整个教会一起受洗进到了一个身体里，就是教。
And then
就是教会的身体，就是也信仰。
And then the moment each believer receives the Lord Jesus Christ, they receive Him by the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that actually seals us, isn't it? We read there in verse 13.
对，我们在十三节就读到了。当每一个人单个的人去接受耶稣、信他的时候呢，圣灵就给他盖了印。
And a further truth included in that, the sealing of the Holy Spirit, is in verse 14. He says there, the Holy Spirit is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of His glory.
那十四节说的，这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，直到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。
It's a deposit, or that's what it says, a guarantee anyway.
对，这是一个凭据了，也是个保证了。
Every believer, the moment they believe, they're sealed by the Holy Spirit, they receive the Holy Spirit. And then,
每一个信的人呢，他们圣灵接进来，然后呢，圣灵给他盖上印，这就是个得救的凭据。
So we have the baptism, the promise of the Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Spirit was sent after Jesus was glorified. And then we have the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And then we have the sealing of the Holy Spirit when each believer believes. And now we look at the filling of the Holy Spirit.
You need to, yes.
Go over there.
Yeah, go over there again. Yeah, okay. The first one is...
The first one, we had the promise of the Holy Spirit.
我们第一个呢有圣灵的应许。
And then we have the coming of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那我们有第二个呢有圣灵来到，就是圣灵的洗。
And as each member of the body believes, they're sealed.
每个人信了以后呢，就圣灵来盖印记。
They receive the Holy Spirit.
他们接受圣灵进来。
And then there comes a practical thing where we are told to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那我们再来第四个部分，我们被圣灵充满是个什么状态
？Now Ephesians 5.
以弗所书的五章。
And the Lord is saying here, he's comparing drunkenness to being filled with the Holy Spirit. It's a contrast, not a comparison. It's a contrast.
那圣灵耶稣在这里呢圣经在这里把醉酒和被圣灵充满呢做了一个鲜明的对比啊，它不是类比，是不同的这个反面的对比。
Verse
18节。
He says, don't get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery.
不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡。
You see, when you get drunk, you lose control.
因为你醉酒的时候，你就失去控制了。
Your control is given over to what in English is called spirits. So, liquor is sometimes called spirits.
因为那个英语里面讲到酒啊，有的时候会用灵这个同样的这个词，叫 spirit。spirit 可以是灵的意思，也可以在英文里是酒的意思。
Because a man has no control over his spirit。
所以，因为人喝酒的时候自己就控制不了自己的灵了。
So instead, he says, be filled with the spirit。
所以这里他说呢，你要
the spirit of God。
对，你不要被那个 spirit 的酒控制，要被这个 spirit 灵控制，圣灵控制。
So what we do is we give our control over to the Spirit of God.
我们要把自己呢交给神的灵，圣灵。
Okay, now, and then the result of that, instead of debauchery and sin, is we speak to one another with psalms and hymns, spiritual songs, singing, making melody, making music in our hearts to the Lord and giving thanks. There's a joyful response to the filling of the Spirit of God.
相反，不是像酒那样使人放荡的事，圣灵充满了，就会有诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对唱、对说、口唱心和的赞美主。
Now, some Christians and some Christian groups, they think that you need the second blessing. You need the Holy Spirit to come again on you.
对，很多基督徒呢。会需要说我要第二个祝福，要圣灵来再来充满我。
Nowhere do we find that in the scriptures.
这个圣经里没有这个教导。
Remember, there was one baptism.
记得只有一个受洗。
And by one Spirit, we were all baptized into one body at one time there on the day of Pentecost.
所以我们都是一洗一信一灵，就是一次在五旬节就已经做完了。
那你还说，还是说都没洗，那你不行，还要重新洗。大家接着再重新洗一遍。是哈勒说
你儿子啊？
他说你没问哈勒说，问哈勒的，哈勒所以这个不行。
对呀，你们
没洗干净要重新
洗。
洗
的不算吗？要重新。
他是洒水洗，那个肯定不算。
You're talking about different.
对不对？
你看耶稣是进到水里边，
回头看全是洒水的。
Jesse need to
re-baptize
again.
Yeah.
Because he is baptized in some other church. Yeah, not,
他都啥都不明白就洗了，
yeah.
没意义。
Yes,
他是机器，
我们
都
是
机器。
我们
习惯性就要信，
对，先是信。
那你说你这是不是还要重新洗一遍？
对呀、啊，因为它太小了，
那你可以再洗。
那跟洗大小有什么关系呢？人家才生下来都洗啊，跟大小没关系的。
那之前哈，
他长大了，他问题就重新被能提起下小了，要搞个弟弟妹妹，原来你们洗，现在搞个全
家。而且有
太小了，洗不惯。
That is in Holy Spirit, in Pentecost, for the church.
主要是说洗是一种形式、
so the church,
在形式之前你得心里边相信那太小了你什么都不懂你怎么
洗的时候圣灵已经
not invited everybody which one faith, which one not.
其次是你彻底明白你为什么要受洗以后你才去洗他们说的那个婴儿什么都不懂，你洗了有什么用？
那你就是你现在洗了，你能全部明白吗？
可是我信靠他呀，信靠跟完全明白两码事。
圣灵已经进入了呢。
对呀、
啊，所以是他刚才说有两，后面还有两个阶段嘛。他说 seal 先是给印上，后面还要给 feel， 因为他比较虔诚。
Okay,
yeah, we want to talk about that. We want to talk about that. So everybody then.After we're baptized in, by the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. The moment we believe we receive the Holy Spirit, we were sealed by the Holy Spirit, and we're given an earnest, or what is it called there? In a deposit, is it right? The Holy Spirit is deposited in us.So we have the Spirit. Remember the Lord said, He's with you, but then later He'll be in you? Remember what He said? And then we saw in John chapter 7, if anybody thirsts, out of his stomach will flow rivers of really living water. And this He spoke of the Holy Spirit, that those that received Him would receive after He was glorified. That the Holy Spirit would be within.Now, he says here, be filled with the Spirit. This is a command. It's a command that is given. It's in the imperative, it's called. Oh, I better let you just translate.
对，他就说这个，他就把刚才那个又回顾了一下，我们就不去重述。他就说前面几个阶段完了以后呢，到这里他就需要被圣灵充满，是神是个命令在这里。然后呢，他告诉我们被圣灵充满的状态会是个什么样的状态，然后。就像人被这个酒充满了会放荡一样，被圣灵充满就会做一些这样的事情。
OK，
就、
yeah,
是、
so.
我提一个问题
啊，
就是圣灵充满的人的，就是他在现实中的
表现
应该是什么样的？比如说有这样的啊，就是现在先不是出来这样一类人嘛，他叫。不工作，不结婚，不出门。他也不祸害这社会，他也洁身自好，也不淫乱，也不喝酒，也没这些。但是他是三不主义。就是。
我知道。
因为这个，但是他也是圣，他也是基督徒，他也是，就是这种。
OK. That, yeah. So what's the appearance of?A man filled with Holy Spirit after salvation. Spring's question is, sometimes we'll meet this kind of person that does not marry, does not work, and does not even go out of the door, stay at home. So whether this kind of status is also appearance of filled with Holy Spirit. What we can judge, one man is filled with Holy
Spirit.
Spring, I can refer you to four books that describe this man. A man that was always full of the Spirit of God. There's four books.
总是
Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
马太、马可、路加和约翰。你看看 看这四卷书，四卷书呢，你就知道有被圣灵充满那个人是什么样的，就是这样的。对。
That's a spirit filled man.
那活出基督的样子出来，那天荷兰是不是很那？
要结果子。
其实就是把基督的样子。
枪不枪的爸爸？
基督就是被圣灵。
是的，枪不枪的爸爸，最后他相信基督了，就是个基督徒。
嗯。
我们现在十多年都不是个基督徒，活不出他那个样子。
所以你要
相信，对不对？没有，不是。
活不出他那样，哎呀，
要结果。
说过，
对，结果。
他也天天
对吧？
但是他就是。
She said that man also prayed every day, but not all of them. Yeah, but it's kind of.
他应该去修佛。
对，
没有
物
欲吧？
Weird. Weird. Yeah. Unbalanced.
No work, no marriage.
Unbalanced. A man like that is unbalanced. Jesus, he was full of the Spirit. He's full of grace and truth. He was full of good works.And helping mankind.
耶稣就是圣灵充满，他也是充满了神的恩典在他身上，同时他也很多帮助他人的故事。
就像有的是共产，他有的是共产党员的，他做的都不是共产党员的标准做的事情一样的嘛，对不对？有一基督徒不是按照基督徒的标准来的嘛，是不是这个道理？是不是？那共产党员都是干一些坏事的，国内的一些共产党员是吧？他也是，或者他也信共产主义，是不是？
不是党员标准，
对啊，党员标准
是吧 ？Last night 是吧 ？Last night the missionary，
因为共产党规则里头没有一个不说谎。
There's a spirit-filled man，
那
他要求你全心全意为
人民
服务，他共产没有，
终于你就不能撒谎了，
终于打。
Okay, so just I want to finish tonight with this one thought. And we may have to go on later, but it's that verse, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse.
以弗所书五章
verse 18
十八节
and it's that one phrase be filled with the spirit
要被圣灵充满
now the as I said it's a command
这是个命令
God never gives a command without giving you the power to do it
神啊，从来不会给你个命令，除非他给你能行这个命令的能力。
Secondly, the word there to be filled means to be continually filled.
这个第二呢，他这讲到被圣灵充满是指一直的持续的这个状态。
It's possible for a Christian to not be filled with the Spirit.
这个完全可能的一个基督徒啊，他不被圣灵充满。
What will hinder the Spirit of God.
那什么才会拦阻这个神的灵呢
？Sin,
罪。
Paul said, "Don't grieve the Holy Spirit, whereby you've been sealed until the day of redemption."
保罗说呢，你是在得救的时候盖上印记，所以呢，你不要让这个圣灵啊在你里面担忧，所以圣灵会担忧的。会在你里面担忧，担忧什么？担忧你的罪。
You cannot lose the Holy Spirit.
你不会丢掉圣灵，丢不掉了。
Not like we can't pray like David anymore.
因为我们不可能再像大卫那么祷告，说你不要从我收回你的圣灵，这个祷告没有意义了。
David sinned and he prayed, Lord, don't take your Holy Spirit from me.
因为大卫犯罪了。他跟神说：“哎呀，你求你不要从我收回你的圣灵。”这个是大卫当时讲的。今天我们不适用。
嗯，就是不让圣灵担忧。
对。
以弗所书四章，
我觉得我有
三十节。
我一看那个什么电视剧的时候。
Ephesians 4 verse 30。
对，以弗所书四章三十节。
Ephesians 4 verse 30。
以弗所书四章三十节，对，不要叫圣灵担忧，对。
Do not grieve the Holy Spirit with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption.
因为你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。
And the context is there in sinning, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, every form of malice.
所以你看看上下文，你就知道他在讲什么，他在讲罪。
Mm-hmm.
You see, sin will diminish the Spirit's power over us.
因为呢，罪会把圣灵的能力啊，把我们里面圣灵的能力都清除掉。
So how do we become filled with the Spirit?
那我们怎么样成为圣灵充满呢？
We confess our sins.
我们承认我们的罪。
And by faith, we say, Lord, fill me with your Spirit again. Know me, let me know the joy of your salvation.
我们凭着信心说，我们求主来充满我们，让我们知道在你里面得救的喜乐。
Lord, is there anything hindering our fellowship?
主啊，如果任何东西拦阻了我们的这个关系。
And let me tell you this, one more thing. If we're full of the Spirit, we're full of Christ.
如果我们是受圣灵充满的，我们里面就一定是像基督的。
Because the Lord Jesus said, the Spirit will never speak of himself, but he always glorifies the Lord Jesus.
因为呢，圣灵从来不会彰显自己，总是把耶稣彰显出来，所以你里面都是圣灵，就你出来的就是基督。
You're full of Christ, you're full of the Spirit.
所以你被圣灵充满，你就是非常像基督，你满满的是基督。
So,
can I ask a question?
No, I'm sorry, we're tired. Time. Yes. Okay. Sorry.
就是我就想问哈，如果就是人已经死了以后，还可以为他祷告，希望他得救吗？
没有机会了，
没有。
就是他从假设他真的就是没有系统的听过那个福音，
也不行了。
是
，the question is
这两个平板
，if a man，if a man died，
主播吧，主播老师说，他给我打
，yeah， can you still pray for him？
我妈妈去世后，我也问过这个问题，我好多次，还有我弟弟，我想了好久，想，到现在没有。
Yes， no。But the thing is, we never know. We don't know. Like what Harold said tonight is very wise. We don't know what happens in the last moments of a person's life.
所以，就像长老今天晚上讲的那个是非常智慧的，就是我们真的不知道一个人在最后生命最后的时刻，他里面是什么一个
想到想到神想到上帝，
他是一个什么情况，只有他自己和上帝知道，身边的人都不知道。
So I think I will pray in the last day. I will die not for God, Lord Jesus. Yeah, that's
it. Yep, we say that too while we're living.
Yeah.
I think we
probably can. Yes. 今天就到这儿。
走吧，走吧。